Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've been sharing a lot about abortion and what's been happening here recently in the country and how many things are changing. I mean, praise God, so much new laws, especially here in Florida, Baby Alive Bill,
yes,
which protects babies from botched abortions, saying, listen, you better...
Sign within a few feet from the studios right here.
Isn't
Thank
awesome?
You, Governor Scott.
Isn't that awesome? Of all the places.
Yeah. And they said no governor would have signed, no other governor would have ever signed this on any other past governors of Florida, but Governor Rick Scott not only signed it, but he came right close to the VFN, what you're seeing right now, studios, to be able to sign it. And I have a pen
Don't
in my office.
Yeah,
I have a pen in
that.
My office. Mm-hmm. So understand, listen, God will respond to me. I just want to, you know, how significant what you're saying is.
It's huge. Well, we've talked about this extensively. Mm-hmm. And listen, we want to encourage you, listen to the conversations in context, search the torch, and all you need to put in is really abortion, and you will see all the different conversations, but not just abortion, so many different things that are available for you on the torch. But this is so encouraging. The president of Ecuador actually threatened to resign his position if the Congress there legalized abortion.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Is that not?
Awesome.
He said, I will resign my presidency. I will resign my presidency if you go ahead and continue to push these murderous bills like this. And you're thinking, my goodness.
Wow.
You know, I applaud him. His name is Rafael Correa.
Yes.
And
bless
what
Rafael.
Awesome. He obviously has a... Christian Post is reporting this. He has a relationship with the Lord, and he says, I just will not stand for this. And we need more people all across the world, those that are in positions of power, those congressmen and congresswomen that are every day on the front lines of this issue, because we've been praying, listen, dear God, end abortion, send revival. We need a move of God, but how can we continually ask God to bless America? How can we continually ask God to touch our nation? When since 1973, when abortion became legal through Roe versus Wade, we have aborted, murdered 50 million plus babies. Just yesterday, the news was reporting how a young lady in New York City, a young teenage girl, went into one of these stores and she apparently gave birth or had a miscarriage or something.
Where?
In New York, in a store, she had a fetus in a bag.
Baby in a bag?
A bag where she was shoplifting.
Hold on a minute. What order did this happen in? She gave birth in the store?
They didn't give any details of whether she gave birth in the store.
Okay.
But
they found the baby in the bag.
Right. They saw that she was suspicious activity and what was going on. She was shoplifting.
Wow. With a baby in the bag.
With a fetus in
the bag.
Baby in the bag. And so I believe they arrested her. They're still investigating this. This is
why happened. Did they call it a fetus instead of the baby?
Well, maybe she just had. I don't know if she just had, you know, gave birth or what happened.
It's a
there.
Baby.
Yeah, it's still a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a baby.
Wow. But in New York, how New York would? Oh, it's Christian.
No. This was reported by, I believe, the New York Daily News.
Okay, that's why.
But just give context of what's happening. You know what I mean? It's like, my goodness,
the value of life.
The value of life.
When you think about Moloch. When you think of Moloch, that would have been no big deal in regards to understanding that I'm just carrying my child to the altar of Moloch because I'm going to lay this child down on the altar of Moloch because that's where they sacrifice children. That's the mindset that we've gotten today because every single abortion is a sacrifice. Blood has to be shed.
Has to be shed.
For Moloch. And that's the one false god that God hated the most because it was the sacrifice of children. And when you look, and we've learned, as God was revealing to us, and you can actually listen to it or possibly view it from Kitchen Talks on VFNTV.com or the store there, is Josiah.
Yeah.
Is that the reason why God was going to deal with Israel is because of all the innocent bloodshed. But we've way surpassed what the predecessor of Josiah did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so much, 55 plus
million
that we know of. Because I mean, nobody would have known of that situation at that particular point.
Not only that, but all the morning after pills and everything that's happening. Listen, we want to continue to pray, to stand for life. We want to honor God and we believe that this nation can turn back to the Lord. Please join us and the many other believers that are praying, dear God, end abortion, send revival.
If you go to listen to the different segments we have on the BFN Torch about abortion, you're going to find out it's so significant that every single hour of every single day, if you average out those abortions that are happening, the sacrifices to Moloch that are taking place, that if you think about it as a fragrant offering to Lucifer, the killing of a child, and now the stopping of a life before, even with a pill, the day after pill, that imagine every single county, it's like 3,700 counties or whatever, whatever it is. There's enough for like three or four every single county, every single hour, of every single day, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over 3,000 a day, but you're right.
Yeah. And you divide that by the states, and then you divide that by how many counties there are, and it comes out to like three per county. Mm. And somebody says, well, that wouldn't be happening. It's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sacrifices every single day. And it's like, that's why we say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a great awakening, because we cannot even think that God's going to do anything for us at this point if we don't repent for our sins and say, dear God, forgive us for this abortion. And God can, listen, if you have done that, and by the way, I'm talking to the men as well, because she didn't get that way alone, that God will forgive you. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll forgive you. And you have to go, dear God, I did it. You know, I did it. I not only do I need to be forgiven, but I need to be healed. And you'll be surprised. This will really help other folks out who are having their children, who you've been used by the adversary now to try to raise your children through their lives. Yeah. You've been all in their business. You ain't got no kids now, but you're so hurt. You're so hurt. You're getting all these committees together and joining all these organizations, and you're trying to defend somebody's child that you don't even know anything about. Yeah. You know what? Because out of your guilt and your shame, and that parent's trying to raise that kid. Mm-hmm. You know, just relax a little bit and pray for them and allow them to be able to raise that kid. Realize they did it. Now you need to pray for them. Because you didn't. So you need to just pray for them that God will give them the strength to be able to raise that child. But you don't need to have any input. I mean, God will forgive you. Understand that. But you need to realize, stop messing with others who chose to have the child, because it's not as easy as you obviously know it's not, because you chose to end the life of that child. I'm just telling you like it is, that you just, it's important for us to raise children. And getting in the way of that parent raising that child because of your guilt and your shame, and I can understand that. You know, if we don't, God will deliver you from that. He will forgive you. Right. He will heal you. It's important that you be healed, because not only did the enemy take your child, but now he will use you because of those unhealed wounds to begin to take other people's children. No, won't take them in that way, but they'll be turned over to darkness because you caused that parent that was raising the child to have so much fear to be able to raise them the way God would want them to be. They don't, and so the kid just goes off and basically serves Lucifer their entire life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so let's just, you know, get healed. God will forgive you. But realize, if you chose not to have it, have your child. Don't mess with those who have chose to have the child. Let other people, let people that have kids, people that have walked through the process of raising kids, let them have input. It's amazing how many people who've never had kids have all these things to be able to
all
say
this
about
wisdom.
Kids. What it is, it's darkness, because you know that you don't know. You just don't know. And if you're not operating in God's principles, you're talking to the church aspect of it, not the world, but in God's principles, and you're just working out of your pain, you, because of your own pain, trying to live vicariously through those parents thinking you're protecting your child, but you know that's not your child, then you're going to destroy that kid. And now two children are missing.
Yeah,
in the eyes of God. And so just pray for the parents. Be there for the parents and just realize you don't have a paradigm for raising the kids.
And for those that have even been considering an abortion, maybe someone turned you on to this, the VFN radio, listen, there is help for you. We have on the torch, we'll make this related for you, a segment called Chilling Interview with Abortionist Staffers. And they give an eyewitness testimony.
They saw it actually taking place.
They experienced it. They were participated in
the,
it.
The children were reaching and trying to survive and dodging the
instruments. Pulling their hands out.
Pulling their hands out.
But in that, you'll see a interviews, and you'll also see a resource for Bethany Christian Services where you can get help. Listen, there are organizations, there are ministries that will help you to keep this baby, even help you to find someone that will adopt
this
baby.
There's people out there who would just love to have your child.
Yes.
And somebody says, well, how could I live with the fact that my child knew that I had put them up for adoption? Understand this. How are you going to live with the fact that you actually ended the life of your child? Believe me, it's easier to live with the fact that you place your child. Even Moses was raised up by Pharaoh, and God used that child.
Yeah.
Because the mother made a better decision, and you have to make a better decision based sometimes on your circumstances. But there's parents that would just love to be able to raise, you know, raise your kid. And even if it's in a Pharaoh household, it's better to give that kid life,
absolutely,
you know, and pray for them, and then to end the life of the kid. It's easier to live with that than it is to live with the other.
Absolutely.
The other. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.